did cross my mind on more than one occasion that I might stay in San Francisco and make it my home. And the terrible news from back east had brought Levi and myself closer together, making him feel like a second father to me. However, I began to feel many of the same emotions that had driven me from New York all those years ago. I remembered my sense that I was taking this journey for Nathan as well as myself. I remembered the passage from Whitman that he'd quoted in his letter to me. "Be it as if I were with you. Be not too certain, but I am now with you." Maybe he now was. But I also began to fear that I was fit for nothing but wandering, and pondered whether I would ever really be at home anywhere. Choosing to leave such questions to time, I said my farewells to Levi Strauss and to San Francisco. I had for some time been fascinated by the intoxication I saw gold cause in so many. This simple earthly element had an unequaled power to get at the truth of men's souls. Or perhaps it recreated their souls in its image. Whatever its true nature, I felt in me both a need to be tested further than I had been, and to attempt to carve out a fortune that I owed to no one but myself. And I saw in gold a chance to do both. One day, whilst provisioning in a small-town Chinese mercantile in the Sierra foothills, I overheard two men speaking about a new find. Becoming aware of me standing nearby, one hushed up the other. I commenced pretending to inspect some shovel or another as they hurried away. Despite their attempts at stealth, I heard enough to give me some sense of their direction, and I knew it wouldn't take long to piece the rest of it together. As the sons of the store's name wrapped my purchases for travel, the younger flashed me a conspiratorial grin. I was already hard at work on the puzzle of the find's location, and my focused expression must have given me away.